The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Stefan Bernstein, CEO of Green Rock Mining. GROC is ticker. Stefan, thanks for joining me.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and you've released some news out today. Amitsoq project update, ongoing drilling program substantially extends graphite deposits. So we'll talk about that. Before we do, Stefan, could you give people a brief summary as to what Green Rock is all about, please?
Yes, Green Rock Mining is an exploration company concentrating on sourcing critical raw materials for the green transition, and we're sourcing them in Greenland.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And also, just take us about the, you know, tell us about the Amitsoq graphite project, because we're talking about that today. Just explain what that's about as well, please.
Yes, thanks. It's a most probably advanced project that we have in our portfolio. It's really exciting. It's about graphite, which we have in the southern tip of Greenland. It's a project which is really 100 years old, so there's a long history to this project because it's one of Greenland's first mines. It has really high quality graphite, and which is why it was found and mined in the early 1900s. And some 6,000 tons were taken out and exported for the European market, pencils and stuff. And then for a long time, graphite wasn't really top of the agenda for raw materials. So it's been just lying there. I guess people also thought there wasn't too much around. So it was not until it was picked up here by us a few years back that we realized this great potential. And then, of course, also the need for graphite has taken off quite considerably since. I'll get back to that, but that, of course, is something to do with the green transition and all the electric vehicles. And so we had a test of the graphite that could be taken out from the old mine and was tested by Pro Graphite, a graphite expert technical company in Germany. And they could demonstrate that it's really high quality graphite. Can easily be concentrated up to more than 95% graphite concentrate by easy processing. And then we had a maiden drilling program last year that showed that really we have a quite simple structure, which is very thick. It's in up to 10 meters thick graphite layers that extends down dip, basically, from where the Xiongs were worked about 100 years ago. As a result of the drilling program last year, we arrived at a maiden resource of about 8.3 million tons, having some of the highest grade graphite concentration worldwide, so nearly 20%. That translates into a contained graphite resource of 1.6 million tons pure graphite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, you mentioned it there, graphite, largely forgotten for a while, and now it's a sort of hot commodity. Explain how it plays into this EV revolution, what it's used for, if you could, please.
Yes. So graphite really has a lot of different applications. And there's been a stable market for that for years in the steel industry and other places. About 20 years ago, the first lithium iron batteries came on the market. And, those are the batteries, that technology that really powers all our electric vehicles today. And for 1 kilowatt hour in one of these batteries, you consume about 1 kilogram of graphite as graphite pellets, really. So that means in an average electric vehicle on the streets today, there's about 60 to 80 kilograms of graphite. And in order to manufacture those spherical graphite for the anodes in the batteries, you need about a double amount of pure graphite. So that means that every car electric car on the streets today consumes about 100, between 100 and 150 kilograms of pure graphite.
Yeah, wow.
That's where the big needs for graphite in the future come.
Yeah, and explain the market there. I mean, obviously, I assume not all graphite is the same, but where would the market be for Greenland graphite?
Yeah, so Greenland is really, you tend to think of Greenland being very far away, but it actually is midway between north, two of the biggest markets in the world globally today. It's a North American market and the European market, and it's about placed quite nicely midway between those. It's only about 5 sailing days from southern tip of Greenland to northern Europe or the east coast of North America. And, there's been, during the past couple of years here, there's been planning and actually under construction now, a lot of new, what they call gigafactories in Europe that are set to produce batteries for the electric vehicles.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that presently there's about 20, 21 gigafactories in production or under construction. And they are producing about 350 gigawatt-hour batteries already in 2025. That translates into a need of pure graphite of more than 700,000 tons.
Wow.
And now when I tell you that we like to source our own raw materials as much as possible to be more independent from importing, of course. And I can tell you today, so the needs are 700 kiloton, if not more, that is 700,000 tons in 2025. Present day production in Europe is 15,000 tons. And of course, there are some other projects, but there really only is a handful of graphite projects in Europe being developed today.
Yes.
So our Amitsoq project fits really nicely into that hunger for graphite.
Yeah, yeah. And like you say, it's only going to get the demand from Europe, I suppose, it's only going to get bigger, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So 2025, 700,000 tons of graphite needs. In 2030, already, we're looking at 1 million to 2 million tons of graphite to just for the battery production in European factories. So there's enormous need coming.
Yeah, yeah. And just touch on Greenland itself as a jurisdiction for mining. Why is it attractive?
Yeah, so, I mean, Greenland has actually quite long mining history, as I just said, you know, having mined the graphite 100 years ago, but also cryolite and lead sink. They have a very well-regulated mining industry. It's a transparent legislation. And all the environmental regulations are in place. So you could say that if you just fulfill these regulations, then you leave a very low impact on the environment during the mining process. So you could say that these extracting raw materials from Greenland would be like a responsibly sourced mining operation, raw materials. And I would also say, add to this, that Greenland is a very mining friendly country. They have had a long tradition of exporting and exploiting their living resources, particularly fish and shrimp, and they really like also to be an exporter and of their mineral resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just explain then, from here, where are we with Amitsoq, you know, the project? Where does it go from here? What's next?
Yeah, let me just... So we're now in the phase two drilling project that is designed to restrict the, or rather better define the resources that we have at Amitsoq. And the press release that just came out today, which is about midway through our drilling program, shows how extensive really these graphite layers are. We have intersected thick graphite in all of the holes that we have drilled, 9 holes up to now. There's nothing that says that from what we can tell from the appearance of the drill core that it isn't at least as good as what we drilled in 2021. So we have really high hopes that we're going to expand on the resource that we already defined last year, both in terms of grade and tonnage. So where are we going from here? Well, you know, I think certainly we are working as fast as possible towards an exploitation permit. And in order to arrive there, we need, first of all, of course, to have in place what the resources. That's why we're drilling. But parallel with that, we have an environmental impact assessment going on and a social impact assessment that will be starting later on this year. And so those things all have to be in place before we can submit our exploitation permit. And meanwhile, we'll of course also, we are engaged with contacting potential customers and off-takers in order for us to already now start negotiating agreements and how to market our products and sell the product that we can have from our mining operation in South Greenland.
Yeah, absolutely marvelous stuff. Okay, well, if you could, Stefan, if you give us 3 quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Green Rock Mining to their watch list, please.
All right. Yes. Well, our Amitsoq graphite project, it is really in the top 3 globally of the highest grade graphite projects under development. That's number one. Number 2 is this huge demand that we can see in the coming decades for the high quality graphite that we can produce. And then lastly, I mean, what good does it do if you have all these resources if you can't get to mine it, which is often the case in some of these more developed countries that we live in. In Greenland, we have a very mining friendly country where they first of all see these as a contribution to the world and also a source of income, of course, and workplaces.
Stefan Bentzien, CEO of Green Rock Mining, thank you very much. Hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.